About 300 people gathered inside the Islamic Association of West Virginia Tuesday night to hold a vigil in memory of the 50 people who were killed in New Zealand last Friday. Religious leaders from several different faiths were among those who spoke inside the South Charleston Mosque. There were 9 people who took the podium to speak about how the New Zealand massacre affects the people of West Virginia. Some of the speeches were somber, like that of Joseph Cohen of the American Civil Liberties Union.
I'm tired of vigils. I'm tired of senseless violence. I'm tired over the confusion of what we have become and how we have gotten here.
Others, including Victor Yurecki, the rabbi at Baha'i Jacob's Synagogue, voiced anger and frustration at the violence that continues to spread from white supremacy.
It's not a thing of the past. It's not in the margins and the fringes of society anymore. It is being broadcast, it is being posted, it is being shared, it has been streamed, it's being tweeted, and used to energize a very twisted base.
But Yurecki closed with a message of love for those of Muslim faith.
But my friends, I'm also glad we are here, and in such incredible numbers. Because as much as we don't want to be here, it is important for our dear Muslim brothers and sisters to see this.
Like Yurecki, several of his speakers were religious leaders of Christian or Jewish faith who have friends within the Muslim community. After the speeches, several hundred people gathered together to talk, laugh, and be together over refreshments.
Well, we are very appreciative of the community's support, and it is very reassuring to see such a large number of non-Muslims here who are here to show their support and the condemnation of what happened in New Zealand.
This is Nazia Ahmed, who worships here. She says she is still grappling with many emotions over the killing in New Zealand last Friday, which killed dozens of people as they were praying inside 2 mosques.
It was, in the house of our worship. It was Muslims, it was humans, and it was done in hatred. So we are all affected by it. We are all upset with it, and we are appreciative of all the support here.
Many of the people at Tuesday's vigil said this was their first time entering a mosque. Some of them said they would like to return to continue to keep better lines of communication between people of different faiths.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you for having us.
For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Roxy Todd in Charleston.
God bless you for coming.
And you as well.
Thank you. Thank you so much.